From WBHM News, I'm Andrew Yeager. Normally, officiating a wedding would be a joyful occasion, but for Father James Coyle, that act led to his death. The Roman Catholic priest was murdered in broad daylight in downtown Birmingham hours after he secretly married an interracial couple. That happened 100 years ago this week, during a time of religious intolerance, racism, and xenophobia. Those remembering Coyle say his life still speaks today. WBHM's Janae Pierre reports.
On the centennial of Father James Coyle's death, dozens of people gathered at the Cathedral of St. Paul in downtown Birmingham. The Most Reverend Stephen Vreka welcomes the congregation.
I'm pleased to welcome everyone to this Mass, even others who may not be Catholic, but who share our Christian values so strongly exhibited in the life of Father Coyle.
Other clergymen in attendance include Archbishop Thomas Rohde of Mobile. He says Coyle was a man of faith and courage.
He felt compelled to stand up for people who couldn't stand up for themselves, that the powerless and the poor. And he knew he was risking his life.
Coyle, an immigrant from Ireland, sailed to Mobile to teach in the late 1800s. He was appointed pastor of St. Paul's Church in Birmingham in 1903. During that time, immigrants were moving to the city from Europe to find work in the growing steel industry. Over the years, Coyle became a target for the Ku Klux Klan because he was an outspoken champion for immigrants and poor people of all races. On August 11, 1921, he married an interracial couple. The bride was a white woman who converted to Catholicism. The groom was a Catholic Puerto Rican man.
Right before he officiated at the wedding, he said, "They will kill me for this."
And someone did. The woman's stepfather, Edwin Stevenson. He was a Methodist preacher and member of the KKK. Just hours after the wedding, he approached Coyle on the porch of St. Paul's Rectory and shot him 3 times.
He paid for his ministry with his life in that he married this young couple. In marrying them, he went against the racial hatred of the day, and maybe he went against the anti-Catholic hatred of the day.
That's Will Williman, a retired United Methodist bishop who served in Alabama. He's now a professor at Duke Divinity School. Williman says during that time, racism wasn't the only issue plaguing the growing city of Birmingham. He says tensions were rising between Catholics and Methodists as well. Stevenson, Coyle's killer, turned himself in immediately after the shooting. Weeks later, future Supreme Court Justice Hugo Black defended Stevenson at trial using a race-based argument. The jury acquitted him by reason of temporary insanity. Plus, most of the jury were members of the KKK. Today, Sheila Killian, Coyle's great-niece, calls the trial disgusting.
The thing that was most disturbing was the racism around the trial and how that had echoes in more recent racism.
Will Williman, the former Methodist bishop, says Coyle never got the justice he deserved, and Stevenson escaped punishment from the state and from Methodist leaders. Williman says Coyle's murder demonstrated racism in the church.
The church should have removed him and made of him an example that you cannot be associated with our church as a leader committing a racist-inspired murder.
He adds Coyle's killing wasn't talked about much among Methodists. Sheila Killian learned about her great uncle, whom the family called Father Jimmy because of a picture of him at her family home in Ireland. She's also an author and tells the story of Coyle's death in her fictional book titled Something Bigger. Killian says his story still speaks 100 years later.
For him, as a priest, everybody was equal in the sight of God. He meant everybody. And that's still a message that needs to be absorbed, I think, because we have a bad habit of othering people.
She says Father James Coyle's life should be a reminder of the love and respect everyone is due. Janae Pierre, WBHM.